Country Bob FM. Finally, the week comes to an end with the Friday edition, Bob Almanac. Again, if you want to relive past Bob Almanac greatness or see what the whole hubbub is about, if you're new, we got them all posted. I should say all of them, but past ones, several weeks worth of Bob Almanacs at mybobcountry.com. Nice. Mybobcountry.com. That's also a good place to go for all the information for our big Sea-Doo Spark Waves of Freedom giveaway, Neil.
Yes, and we're going to we'll have the big announcement here to kick that off on Monday just before 8 o'clock.
So today, Friday, May 15th, 136th day of the year, 2:30 left to go. 1905, city of Las Vegas was founded on this date. Has Vegas reopened yet?
I don't think so. Maybe in the early stages.
Right. World War One, 1916, the Austrians, it was a key victory for the Austrians. They cut off a major cheese-producing and supply route when the Austrian troops attacked the Italian front and took over Asiago, Italy.
Oh.
They cut off that cheese supply to the Italians.
Sure, well, that's
and
demoralizing.
They were ready to give up at that point don't have the cheese for their pasta. So that was Asiago, Italy. Ever have one of those Asiago cheese bagels from Panera?
Boy, they sound good.
They are good.
Yeah.
Almost as good as cinnamon crunch.
I'll check that out.
1928, Mickey Mouse was seen for the first time in this cartoon. Not much dialogue, mostly music and sound effects, maybe a guffaw or two. A harumph. All cartoons need a harumph, don't you know?
Yes, they do.
Didn't Blazing Saddles have a harumph?
Give him a harumph!
So this was the date, Plain Crazy, the first ever Mickey Mouse cartoon. A lot of people will say it's Steamboat Willie, but this one here, Plain Crazy, was actually shown and people saw it before Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie, though, was Mickey Mouse's first vocal appearance. First time you'd hear Mickey Mouse talk.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. 1928. And Disney was off and running.
Yeah, they were.
They took that and
they
ran with it.
They were still running.
1930.
Sky Girls, as they were called, made their first appearance on the nation's airlines in 1930. Initially, they were all certified nurses. But as one expert put it, the industry was quick to pick up on the marketability of women's work. Scrupulously trained in first aid, emergency procedures, and underwater rescue, during the next four decades, the stewardess became a national sex symbol instead of a symbol of efficiency.
Stewardesses were trained in underwater rescue.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah. And registered nurses.
Registered nurses.
That's crazy.
Things have changed. That sounded like an informational film you'd see at school.
Yeah, it did.
It was 1930. Ellen Church became the first ever airline stewardess, flying between San Francisco, that famous San Francisco to Cheyenne trip.
Oh, yes.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. Obviously, they were, the Cow Palace in San Francisco obviously had to do something with the rodeo or the cow show.
Right.
It had to have. San Francisco, Cheyenne, United Airlines, the state, 1930. I think they prefer not stewardess anymore, but flight attendant.
Yes, flight attendant.
I think is what they prefer. You know, I love them. Just keep giving me those Biscoff cookies.
You,
we're good to go.
You are a Biscoff guy.
Nothing better. So that was in 1930. 1940, nylons went on sale at stores across the United States for the first time. And you know the best way to stop a run in a nylon?
Like fingernail polish?
Fingernail polish, yeah. Or just buy some new ones. But if you can't, fingernail polish is the real deal.
When did they first show up in a bank robbery?
The next day, over
the guy's face.
The next day.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 1957, Elvis Presley inhaled a cap from one of his teeth. He inhaled it. It got stuck in his lung. He had to go to the LA hospital and have it removed.
Ouch.
Back in 1957. Let's check the music charts. This date, 1961.
So good.
Bonanza by Al Kiola. The Al Kiola Orchestra hit 19. isn't
really
this isn't the exact arrangement from the show, as you can tell. It's more orchestral.
Yep.
But this is the one that they released, and it went to number 19. And I think the song actually does have words to it, because Lauren Green has been heard singing them.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but I must have heard it somewhere, but I don't. It doesn't come to me.
1970.
On the day that you were born,
I know this.
Carpenters released their second album, the one that would shoot them to stardom. It was called Close to You. This is the title track.
Nice.
It also included We've Only Just Begun.
You would have loved that Carpenters tribute show that I saw at La Music Room. It was so good.
I'm sad I missed it. Oh. So that was 1970. The Carpenters hit the scene and they become huge. 1972 in the news.
At a news conference at Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland, Governor Wallace's condition is listed as serious, stable, and holding. He has internal bleeding and there is some indication of paralysis.
Presidential candidate George Wallace, the longtime governor of Alabama, was shot and left paralyzed while campaigning in Maryland. Arthur Bremer, later convicted and sentenced to prison for the shooting. That was this date in 1972-73, baseball.
On May 15th at Kansas City, Ryan pitched his first major league no-hitter, blanking the Royals 3-0. To prove that effort...
Nice job, Nolan Ryan, the first of seven. Now, that is the probably a record that is not going to be broken. I don't see pitchers.
I don't see
anybody doing any, you know, any. I mean, we get them every now and then. You still get no-hitters, but I just don't. It's not to that point.
No.
They're going to see somebody throw seven. Nolan Ryan, who's with the Angels, beat the Kansas City Royals, who were not all that potent. They didn't have a great offense in 1973.
But what does make that good is, you know, he did it in the designated hitter era. So
think about that.
Yeah, he didn't have that automatic out. Most, I don't know. I think they were all, were they all American League? They probably were. Because he was in the American League.
No, because he threw some in Houston. He was with the Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they and when they were still in the National League,
right,
of course.
Exactly. Yep, 1981, so this date on television.
Gilligan!
That castaway clown and his crew return in an all-new world premiere movie.
Ready when you are.
With special guest stars, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Who's Harlem Globetrotters?
And Scatman Crothers.
We're going to show some jazz, pizzazz, and razzmatazz.
Basketball's crazies team up with the castaway zanies. Now, the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Crazy.
I know, that is probably, might be TV. I think TV peaked when they showed that movie on NBC. On this date, 1981, Harlem Globetrotters somehow found their way on Gilligan's Island. Apparently, their skipper was as poor at his job as the skipper of the SS Minnow.
Right.
As inept.
I hope there was
at least a
serious storm or something that threw the Globetrotters off.
Well, that's right. Well, I think the weather got rough and they started tossing around, and Curly Neal, I think, was actually took the helm and saved them from total doom.
Well, he'd be the man.
1985, it was a cliffhanger on Dynasty.
Now repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed. With this ring, I thee wed.
It was a TV wedding, and then all of a sudden the gorillas showed up, and they shot the place up, and everybody was lying on the floor.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know who survived until the next season. I mean, it was classic cliffhanger. It was the Prince of Moldavia and Amanda Carrington getting married. I had forgotten that Charlton Heston was on Dynasty in the later seasons. Do you remember that?
No.
But my cold, dead hands... So that was 1997, and then 2001, for a guy who doesn't like to practice, he was named the MVP.
We're talking about practice. Not a game.
Uh-uh.
We're talking about practice.
Just shows you don't have to practice to excel.
No.
He won the NBA MVP, Allen Iverson of the 76ers for the 2000-2001 season.
Yeah, they raised a few eyebrows with that, but, you know, he didn't believe much in practice.
I think he practiced. He just didn't want to talk about practice.
Right.
People were upset that he wasn't showing up for practice. He excelled in practice when he did practice,
well,
I guess.
And he had skills that made him less, you know, in need of practice.
A special set of skills. Birthdays.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. Now, it's not going to be steak and eggs or anything.
Who knows what they were eating at Woodstock? That's wavy gravy.
Well, biscuits and gravy then.
I don't know how he is still with us, but he is. He's 84 today.
Wavy gravy.
Hugh Nanton Romney. He was an entertainer.
Yeah.
He was at Woodstock. And just think of it. Just think of how much gravy you need to get it to be wavy.
Right.
For it to create waves.
Yeah.
Either that or a real strong pull from the moon for a tidal wave of gravy.
Right.
I mean, that would be an ultimate wave, would it not?
It would be.
You get a wave of gravy.
Yep.
What else do we got here? I think we got Trini Lopez.
Well, Trini's got to be up there, too.
83 for Trini Lopez. Lemon Tree and this one here, If I Had a Hammer. A lot of people did this song.
Yes.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, Bobby Darin, Johnny Cash, and June Carter. No, they did If I Were a Carpenter. I'm sorry. Which is kind of a related
similar
song.
Yeah, similar.
A carpenter needs a hammer.
Right.
Hammer doesn't necessarily need a carpenter, but a carpenter needs a hammer.
Yes.
So Trini Lopez is 83. Madeleine Albright, first ever female Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, is 83, the actress Lainey Kazan with a very special cameo from the now deceased Jerry Stiller.
You know, Arthur, I've been looking for somebody to help me with the rest of my tour. Would you be interested?
Are you serious?
Oh, obviously I would pay you.
Nonsense. Working with Ava St. Clair would be payment enough.
Oh, wonderful.
Of course, I'd expect you to cover my travel expenses.
Absolutely.
And I'd need a new suit and some walking around money.
Are you sure you don't want me to just pay you?
I will not take a dime.
Lainey Kazan, that's her as Ava St. Clair. That was the last couple of episodes of King of Queens. She was, of course, also in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She is 88-0 today. KT Oslin.
This woman's in.
KT stands for K. Toinette Oslin. K. Toinette Oslin.
She kind of started her career, got famous when she was a little older.
Yeah, she was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
She's 78.
Okay.
More music here. Little River Band.
Hurry, don't be late. I can hardly wait. I said to myself when we're old.
This guy wrote a lot of their hits, and that was him harmonizing with Glenn Sherrock.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Goebel, 73 today.
Very
from
nice.
The Little River Band, no longer with the group. George Brett, speaking of the Kansas City Royals, pretty good hitter, 67 today. He's another one of those guys that flirted with 400, Neil.
Yes, he did.
390 in 1980, as I recall.
Yep, couple of points higher than Carew's 388.
Good math. Nice job. Exactly.
How about that?
George Brett also is the guy who coined the phrase the Mendoza line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
According to rumor.
Which is 200,
and tradition,
right?
And, yes, 200. George Brett never hit 200 in his career.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
He's a pretty good hitter.
Yeah, he's 67 here today. Tubular Bells, do you recognize this tune? It's from the film The Exorcist.
Yes.
Linda Blair is just ready to do the whole owl thing.
Yeah.
Projectile vomiting. If you're going to projectile vomit to any song, this is the song you're going to do it to. Mike Oldfield is 67. You remember the show Matt Houston?
Oh, yes. I liked it. It's TV theme time.
I love that white car he used to drive around. It looked like something that Boss Hogg would have, but only smaller. So yeah, Matt Houston, Lee Horsley. You may have also seen him in Django Unchained. 65 for Lee Horsley. We have Dan Patrick, sports guy.
Welcome to the big show.
ESPN. Now he's got his own thing going on.
Yeah, he's done very well.
Yeah, Dan Patrick is 64. Leroy Horde. Former Viking. What did Leroy Hoard used to say?
If you need two yards, I'll get you two. If you need 3 yards, I'll get you two.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Leroy Hoard is 52 today. Ryan Leaf didn't do too well in the NFL. No. He had some issues.
Right. Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
He had a little bit of an issue with reporters. That's his famous blow-up in the San Diego Chargers locker room. Junior Seau had to come and get him out of there.
For a number one pick, he did not materialize.
Yeah, he was a bit of a flop, sadly. He is 44. He has straightened his life out, though, and he is very apologetic about how he acted.
Yes.
Because he is in the media now, and you'll see him every now and then.
What does it mean to be an elf? What's your name, cadet?
Timothy, sir.
And what does being an elf mean to you?
We make toys.
That's right. We do.
It was the elf from the Santa Claus, Neil. Bernard the elf. You have to remember him. The curly black hair.
Yes,
he kind of showed Tim Allen the ways and things to do things, the proper duties of Santa.
Good movies.
David Krumholtz, who was that elf, is 42. And Justin Morneau, a Minnesota Twin legend, MVP in 2006. He was didn't he win the National League batting title at the Colorado Rockies?
I think he did.
It was either him or Kadir. It was one of those two, but because they both went and played with the Rockies at the end of their career. It's really a shame that he ran into those issues with, got kicked in the head or knee to the head in Toronto trying to break up a double play and then had the concussions, and then his career was never the same after that.
He was skilled.
39 for Morney.
And I was doing a lot of the work in the broadcast booth.
He does a nice job at
it. He does. All right, gone but not forgotten, Jim. The former First Lady of the day is Ellen Louise Axon Wilson. And in true First Lady form, she has several first names, which we like. She was, of course, the wife to Woodrow Wilson. And
did she
was
call him Woody?
Probably. I mean, come on, who wouldn't? Born on this day in 1860. Former Senator Prescott Bush. Now, I guess he would be considered the patriarch of that whole run of a Bush gentleman who served, because he was the father to George H.W. Bush and the grandfather to George W. Prescott Bush, born on this day, 1895. I didn't know that there was somebody, that it was H.W.'s dad that really kind of started it. James Mason was an actor, being Stars Born, The Verdict, many other things, 1909. And he was Dr. No against Sean Connery's James Bond, Joseph Wiseman.
With your disregard for human life, you must be working for the East.
East, West, just points of the compass, each as stupid as the other. I'm a member of Spectre.
Spectre?
Spectre. Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
Revenge and extortion there at the end. Usually if it's a good group and a good acronym, those words usually aren't involved. And all of those spy shows, they all had acronyms, did they not? SHIELD and CHAOS and all that stuff. It's classic.
He spelled it out quite well there for James Bond. He was also in Buck Rogers and some other things. 1918
that was an acronym.
Yes, it was. What about Country Music Hall of Famer, the great Eddie Arnold?
Make the world go away.
Make the virus go away.
And get it off my shoulders.
Fingers.
Say
I can't touch my face. So make the virus go away.
I think it could be a big hit,
gentlemen. Let's record it. We're in the studio later today. We're going to do it.
He shares the same day as Joseph Wiseman, same year as well, 1918, for the great Eddie Arnold. What was his most prominent nickname, would you think? Didn't they everybody had a nickname at some point.
I can't remember Eddie's nickname.
Country Gentleman or something. I don't know. I'd have to look. And then you may remember Dennis Fergie Fredrickson. He was with Toto, but you told me he came in a little after. He wasn't there when we're the backup band for Boss Skaggs or anything.
He did the same thing with Survivor. Kind of came in on the back end, missed some of the this, the hit-making
the
times.
Big stuff. But he was born on this day, 1951, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Friday Bobathon with Tim McGraw, Red Ragtop, Colin Ray Every Second, or a song that I guess we were talking about it earlier here today, and that would be Eddie Rabbit, Someone Could Lose a Heart Tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd like, oh, and I just found it. The Tennessee Plowboy.
That's yep. it. Tennessee Plowboy.
Yep. Let's go Eddie Rabbit to start it out today, Jim.
Good pick. Have a good weekend, everybody.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.